Conor Pope, good to see you.
Good to see you, Catherine. How are you?
What is the story? You're going to tell us all about Easter eggs, I hope.
I was wondering.
Yeah. I mean, when I read that report today, 24.6 million we spent on Easter
eggs. That's right. It was a lot of money. But I was listening to you on the way in and I heard your plan about putting your Easter eggs in the attic.
Yeah.
Not sure if that's a great idea.
Somebody
I am a font of all knowledge, and I didn't just Google this on the way through the door, but chocolate, dark chocolate lasts 2 years being made, and milk chocolate lasts a year as long as it's stored properly. And you could probably extend that a little bit.
Yeah.
And apparently chocolate experts say that it's a bit like wine and it ages, it tastes better as it ages.
Yeah.
But as I say, once it's beyond a year, once it's beyond 2 years for the dark chocolate, and because you're putting it in the attic, one of your texters in mentioned
with
the fact
mice,
that you might have mice who might be delighted with the chocolate.
But so then a year. So if you're, because I'm sure if you go into any of the supermarkets, I was saying this earlier, and they're all on sale, they'll all be knocked down prices this week. That's a year away, do you know?
Yeah, but you'd have to store it properly, right? And I know you were saying that chocolate prices were going to go up, and they will go up because of the way cocoa prices operate and because there are bad crops in West Africa and that's where a lot of the cocoa comes from. And as a result, that's seeing the commodity cocoa going through the roof. It's going up by hundreds and hundreds of percent.
Yeah, it's like $10,000 a tonne, which is more expensive now than copper.
Exactly, it's extremely expensive. But so far this year, it has added around 12 or 14% onto the price of an Easter egg.
Yeah.
And when you think that a typical Easter egg costs around 5 or 6 euros, you're looking at an extra 60 cent. So you could probably save yourself and your family the grand total of 4 euros by buying your Easter eggs now, as opposed to waiting until next year.
Well, so watch the pennies and the pounds will look after themselves.
Absolutely. You know, sometimes you can take that to extremes. So I'm not sure if it's worthwhile.
If it's worth it.
But the other problem, actually, and it's probably even more significant than the price, it's the size of the Easter eggs.
I know.
Because they are, we've talked about shrinkflation on the show before, but it's particularly prevalent when it comes to Easter eggs. Like when I was a child, now I know I was smaller, but the Easter eggs were absolutely massive. And they used to come with like the chocolates embedded into the egg.
Yeah,
so you'd crack open the egg and the chocolates
all
would all spill out. And it would just be the most magical experience. Whereas now they're little tiny things and you get one miserable bar beside it. It's just like, it's an outrage, Catherine.
Well, come here. We'll move on from Easter eggs because, as I said, the clocks have gone forward. We're in summertime. Summertime has begun. And you've been looking at the idea of doing an audit of your outgoings.
Yeah. Now, a lot of the time people say you should do this at the start of the year because, you know, that's when you look at where your money is going.
This time of year is good.
I think it's a really good time because you can kind of dress it up as kind of spring cleaning your finances and you don't have all of the baggage, the post-Christmas baggage that you have. You're not like feeling a bit manky and you're not hungover. Over and you're not like the weather isn't miserable, and you can kind of take a better stock of your finances maybe. And one of the things that I would always suggest that people do is they look at their bank statements. Now you don't have to be some kind of a forensic accountant here, and you just go online, you look at your bank statements, and you look through all of the outgoings, right? And you see, okay, how much money am I spending on subscription services? How much money am I spending on gyms? How much money am I spending on all of these things? And just ask yourself the honest question. Am I using this stuff? Mm. Does this stuff offer me value? Because I don't know about you, but I mean, I would sign up to a lot of television streaming services because I've got young kids and, you know, but and sometimes you think, okay, well, you've got Amazon Prime and you've got Disney and you've got Netflix and you've got Now TV and you've got, you know, there's a whole
they
lot
go
of them.
On and on.
You know, one of them is a tenner a month and you're thinking, oh, well, a tenner a month isn't so bad. And then you think, oh, well, there's five or six or seven of them. But if you can have a really honest conversation with yourself and say, are you getting value? Now, if you're getting value for them.
Fine.
Brilliant.
Yeah.
Now, I mean, because my other significant outgoing from my own personal use is my gym membership.
Yeah.
Now, I go to the gym quite a bit, so it's really worth my while to do that. But there's a lot of people who will have signed up for gyms with the best will in the world in January and February who mightn't be going as often as they should.
Yeah.
And I have been that soldier. I remember one time I signed up for a gym and I agreed to pay 100 euros a month or whatever it was. I went twice over the course of a year, which meant that each visit cost me 600 euros. That was not. Now this was before I was the price watch king. But that was not good value for money.
Yeah.
But if it's all about doing an assessment and an audit of your finances and just working out what you're spending your money on and if you're getting use from it and
what's
if you're not
worth it
cut
and where
it.
You can save. And it's a really good when you go through the bank statement because another thing that catches me out all the time is, you know, if you sign up to an app or you sign up to, you know, a readable you know, an online newspaper or whatever, and then it either recurs after 6 months or 12 months. There's the type of thing you don't even think about.
I am biased here, but I think an online subscription to a newspaper is extremely good value for money.
Funny that.
But and not just the one I work for, lots of newspapers. Mm. I think they're important to pay that. It's important to pay for that content, but that's another conversation. But you're right. There are a lot of times you can sign up for apps. And I remember a couple of years back, actually last year, I just went through all of the apps that I'd signed up for. And there was all sorts of things like the Microsoft Word app, which was costing me money. And it's kind of gratifying to be able to find all of these tiny little ways to save small amounts of money and to cut them out. And then you think, okay, well, hang on a second. I've just managed to save myself 30 quid or 40 quid over the course of a month. Spread that over a year. That's 500 quid. Should that go some way to paying off, you know, a chunk of your summer holiday or whatever it might be? So not only does it save you money, it can also be cathartic. And it's just, it makes good economic sense.
Absolutely. Okay, let's move on because we got an email into pricewatch@rte.ie. And this is in from a listener. I recently bought something online and it was delivered in a timely fashion. So far, so good. The only thing is I wasn't home when the delivery man called, so we just left it on my doorstep. Now, I live in an urban centre and while it's lovely, crimes happen as they do everywhere. I couldn't believe my item worth over €100 was left on the doorstep. I was lucky it wasn't taken, but I was wondering if you could find out why a company might do that and what comeback I would have had if the item was stolen.
Now, this is far more common than you might think, because just before, like this afternoon around midday, I posted this on the platform formerly known as Twitter about whether or not people had this experience. And I've had dozens and dozens of people getting in touch with me saying that they've had this experience routinely. And there aren't very many delivery companies that are immune to this particular practice. And I think a lot of the time it might have started in COVID times when online deliveries went through the roof and people were also very wary of having contacts with other people. So there was all of these contactless deliveries and you'd have the parcel left at your doorstep. They'd ring the doorbell and they'd run away and then you'd open your door and the parcel would be there and it'd be all grand.
Yeah.
But it has persisted. And in fact, in some respects, based on what people have been telling me on social media, is it's getting worse.
Yeah.
And what happens is that the delivery companies will just basically leave the package on your doorstep. And I've seen this myself in my own neighbourhood, and I don't live in a particularly salubrious part of Dublin City. And it is a kind of area where you might have crimes happening, as they happen everywhere. At least once a week, I will walk past one of my neighbours who will have a parcel just left on the door by a delivery company. And you've no idea what's in them, obviously. But, you know, if you were criminally minded, you could just say, well, just, I'll have that, you know, and you could walk away with it.
I've heard of them being left in the green bin or on the wheel of a car or with the neighbour.
Absolutely. Leaving them with the neighbour makes perfect sense. Mm. And like my street is a bit like Coronation Street. So all of the neighbours know each other and the neighbours will take in the parcels and they'll text you to say, we have your parcel and we'll take in neighbours' parcels. And that's all fine. But no, actually leaving them on the doorstep where they are completely exposed to the elements and to anybody who might fancy a mysterious box that they could take for themselves. And it's not just like €5 or €10 items. It's items that are worth hundreds or even more than €1,000. And then one of the other issues that I've heard people contact me today about, saying people have left them in recycling bins, but they haven't told anyone that they've left them in the recycling bins, so the product goes out with the recycling. So it's
happened to me before where the note was put through the door but I missed the note saying your parcel was left in the green bin, and the green bin went out. And
absolutely.
That was it.
Now the interesting question then is, who's liable?
Mm.
Now the way it works is that until the product is in your hands and until you have actually got the product, the company who you bought it from is liable. Okay? So let's say I buy a product from Apple and I give Apple my money and the product is delivered to my house by another company and that company leaves the parcel on the door and I don't get it. My contract is with Apple and after Apple have to make good on my loss. Then they would go to the delivery company and they would claim back from the delivery company. But what it becomes is a real palaver, because first I would contact Apple, and again, I'm just naming them as a well-known company.
Yeah.
And I would say, listen, I bought a product, it hasn't arrived. And they would say, oh, well, then we'll have to send you out another product, or we'll have to give you your money back, or whatever it might be. And they would pursue the delivery company in search of the money back. So unless the delivery company has proof of delivery, and that would be a signature if it's a really high value item, or, you know, unless they can prove that they delivered the product to you.
To you.
Or you can sometimes give them an alternative location to leave it. So you can actually have, you can get contacted by a delivery company. They say, we're delivering between 2 and 5. Will you be in? You can say, no, I won't, but leave it in the green bin or leave it with the neighbour or leave it on the doorstep. But ultimately,
and at least then that trace of communication
but
as well.
Ultimately, your contract is with the company you bought it from and they have to deal with the delivery company if something goes awry.
Okay. All right, interesting. All right, thanks a million, Connor, as always. And again, any emails you want to send in to Pricewatch, it's pricewatch@rte.ie. All right, let's take a quick break.
The Ray Darcy Show on RTE Radio 1.